Two times I have burned out in my career, and it caused me to need to leave the school and move to a new one to kind of get a fresh start. Back in a moment.
Strike up the band, so you can give your kids a helping hand. From interviews to teaching tips, you'll add this to your bag of tricks. There's no smarter way to spend your time, so keep it right here with James Devine. The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips on how to be a better band teacher.
One of my former students, who's become like a daughter to me, once in a while meets for a meal with my wife and I, and she told me that I seem a lot different in the last year. She said, even though I was always nice about it, I always seemed like I was in a hurry or slightly on edge about things, and she's noticed that there was a huge difference in how I responded to her and to others in this past year. I had thought that I would avoid burnout completely, and the second time was not as bad as the first because I had a lot of protections in place for having some time off and getting away once in a while that I didn't have the first time, and also some exercise things and things in my morning routine. But I still got to the point of burnout, and it happened so slowly, I didn't even see it coming. And I want you to be able to avoid that. The second time was harder in some ways because of how it came about, but it caused me to make some changes. I was basically working 65 plus hours a week, almost year round, with about a 4 to 5 week summer in there, because I had marching band and things like that. So our field is sometimes dysfunctional when it comes to this. We have to be the ones to set the boundaries. So I'm going to give you 6 tips. These are just small steps that you can do to help you to avoid burnout. Tip number 1, set a departure time. When you're going to leave the school, no matter what, there's always going to be work to do and you're never going to get it all done. For me, my departure time right now is 4:30. School is out at 4 o'clock and teacher time goes till 4:20. 95% of the time, I leave at 4:30. I think twice I had to be there till 5 for some deadline or when I was going to be out for a couple of days. Kind of connected to this is, do not put the school email on your phone and leave your computer at school. It seems almost impossible. It seems like it would be hard to do. I started doing that and I feel so much better, and I feel like I get so much more done. So my computer stays on my school desk. I have a personal computer at home and I don't check email when I'm gone from the school. Tip number 2, do some type of workout. It doesn't matter if it's in the morning or in the afternoon. That's going to depend on your personality. Some people prefer after school. I like to go in the morning. That's when I have the most energy. I also moved to a school that's much closer to my house. It's about 3.5 miles away, and so I often ride my bike. It's just a great end to the day to ride my bike back home. Wednesdays, I drive and bring my changes of clothes and everything, and food and those kind of things. So you have to figure out some way to get your workout in there. Tip number 3, remember your why. This is probably the most important tip because we can get distracted from it amidst parent complaints and administrators coming down our neck and paperwork we have to fill out. Remember your why, what led you to this field in the first place. Tip number 4, look for small successes. In fact, I would suggest that you change your definition of success. I think part of my problem at my previous position was that I was doing things that I thought would be measures of success, and they were really things that were going to make me look good and make the band look good. Success doesn't come in trophies. It doesn't come in accolades from fellow directors. It really comes from where you take students from point A to point B. And no matter where you start from, you can do a lot in that. Currently, I'm at a Title I school, and so success looks a lot different than it did when I was in a suburban high school. If you take students from, if a one is the lowest level musician and 10 is the highest level high school musician, let's say, and you take students from a 1 to a 4 and they never win an award and they never win a trophy, what have you done compared to someone who takes them from a 9 to a 9.1? You've done a lot more than they have. Tip number 5, watch what you do with feedback. And I'm talking about feedback from the community, whether that is admin, parents, students. Here's what I do with feedback. If it's negative feedback, whether an email or a letter or a note or verbal, I read it, I digest it, I reflect on it, because maybe there's some truth in it that something I need to change. Maybe, for example, with the student I was talking about earlier where I was being grouchy, maybe there's something I need to change there. Once I've read, digested, and reflected it, I delete it. If it's a positive email or positive note, once again, I read, digest, and reflect on it, and then I save it and reread it occasionally when my bucket is empty and I need to fill it up a little bit. And then tip number 6 is so important. Go to your state conference or other conferences where you can recharge and get ideas and have a chance to talk and share with other music educators.
The Music Ed Podcast, where you get quick and easy tips for how to be a better band teacher.